2012, croquet season. The days are growing shorter now, the evenings drawing in, and we have come to the end of yet another season. It is getting more difficult to see the hoops, and let alone to win. That's why it's time to stop, and that's the only reason. The weather wasn't kind this year, not done us any favours. Our feet have got damp and sweaters brought and worn. Yet however bad the conditions, our spirit never wavers, always keen to finish tea and get out on the lawn. You see, the whole point of what we do is to play a skillful game, to select a target and smite the ball with unfailing exactitude, and not be too disappointed if we miss and wonder why we came. It's all about good spirits and having the right attitude. I should like to thank my fellow players and for partnering me, but not for grabbing opportunities for nullifying my shot, though I don't much mind being messed about since it leaves me completely free to do the same to them and then have another pot. You might conclude that the atmosphere could be quite irksome and vexatious, but that is not the case, of this I do assure you. It is really entirely natural for grown men to become pugnacious, and there's nothing particularly different about our distinctive crew. We look forward to reuniting once again next year in May. Our hosts will prepare their lawns and lay in supplies of booze. We are only grateful to them, more than I can say, and Andrew will create the rota, giving us dates to choose. So farewell for now, and let me record for us all the appreciation we feel for the hospitality we have been given. Mallets, balls and hoops can be rested to await next year's call. Then once again we will recapture the croquet season's rhythms.